the renter was in there and had his little barn and a little pool before he stopped, and a little house for his family. But they got away from that. Then we farmed for about 30 years. We used the Degra. We went down in what we called East Texas, near the Louisiana line, and the Negroes was glad to come up and live with us because they lived much better with us than they did down there. We'd give them more and paid them more for their work. They had more. They just had a better living. And we just pay him so much a day, and he couldn't and didn't save enough to carry him through the winter, but we carried him through the winter, gave him what he had to have. And after that, then we got to where they stayed with us and was good, showed them what to do and would do. We let them have a little crop. Well, that was a little incentive to them. They had made us a good hand, gave them a little crop, and gave him a little more. But in due time, that's all got away now. Very few Negroes live out on the farm now. And very few anybody lives out there. Some big farmer, now, like the two men that work my places, one of them lives up close to Celeste, and he works quite a lot of land for me and for other people, and so does the other one. And then there's another man out there, Mr. Vitito. He's considered one of the biggest farmers in Hunt County. Well, he's just built him a nice two-story house. And that's very unusual now, two-story house. But that's what he wanted. And he's got it in a pretty location, and his home is pretty. And he just is a big farmer.
Well, did the farmers have any buildings where they kept their animals inside, maybe in bad weather?
Oh, yes, yes. All had barns. Had to take care of them. Take care of their mules, of course that's mostly farmed with the mules. My dad always had a horse. Each boy in the family had his own horse and buggy. And then we had the barns there where we had these renters. The barns to take care of his mules and put the corn there and all.
What about the place where farmers kept their hogs? What did they call that?
Hog pen, pig pens, all I knew. Because we just raised hogs or pigs for our family use. We never raised them to sell.
Do you recall if that hog pen was open, or was there any kind of little shelter for the hogs?
Well, ours was open. Some did have a little shelter. But Dad ever had a hog under a shelter, I don't remember.
I see. Well, was there any kind of building where you kept your grain or corn or something like that?
Well, we always had a part of the barn partitioned off and kept the grain, what we kept, or the cotton seed. We had to keep the cotton seed, take care of them for next year.
Cotton was a big crop back then?
Oh, all time. It still is.
Still.
But it's getting away from it. Like this little new insect I'm telling you about. Why?